早安。
Yeah, it's really a privilege to be able to share God's word with you this morning.
很高兴今晨的大家一同分享主的话语。
I was thinking that even though I've had, by God's grace, a number of opportunities to preach here, this is the first time that I've ever done so with someone else other than Anna being my interpreter.
这是我现在讲过很多道，然后也有这样机会，就是说中文有人翻译英文，但是这是第一次，是不是我的太太，而是传道为我翻译。
And so I really appreciate Sister Corrine being willing to translate for the third time in July this month for a sermon. So thank you.
感谢主让我有机会第三次来翻译。
Yeah, this past week has been really a neat experience. I also want to thank you all for your prayers for us.
这过去这几个礼拜对我来讲也是很繁忙。我谢谢大家为我祷告。
God has taken very good care of Chris and me at home.
神对我跟郑磊有非常好的照顾，在家很非常好的照顾。
And we appreciate brothers and sisters caring for us. It's also been an amazing experience to watch WeChat this week.
我很感谢弟兄姐妹对我的照顾，然后我在微信上面我有看到非常惊奇的消息。
It almost seemed like the Book of Acts.
好像《使徒行传》一样。
Because Anna arrived in China just in time for her grandmother's memorial service.
徐平传道刚刚好及时赶到他祖母的追思礼拜。
A local church in which some of the people live right in the same community where our family lives organized the memorial service.
当地的教会就在奶奶家附近的教会的弟兄姐妹就一起来帮忙来组织那个追思礼拜。
Now, Grandma, we know, is with Jesus. She was baptized in April.
奶奶现在在天堂与神同在，那她在过去四月的时候受洗。
And as the story of her life and her faith in Jesus was told at her memorial service, quite a number of our relatives decided to follow Jesus.
奶奶她整个在地上成圣的整个过程在她的这礼拜当中被分享做见证，因此我们家人当中有些人就因此愿意决志受洗。
That was Monday.
就是过去星期一他们受洗。
On Tuesday.
星期二。
There was a baptism service at a lake outside the city.
在那个信阳城外有一个河里头，他们就在那边举行受洗的礼拜。
And eight of our family members were baptized.
我们八个家庭成员受洗。
And it was amazing to see picture after picture after picture of people that I've known from the trips that I've gone back, going into the water and being baptized.
是多么美好的一件事情！当我那些我曾经看过去看他们的时候，那些家人一个接着一个，一个接着一个的经由受洗的典礼。
So today Anna's in China worshiping with my mother-in-law and father-in-law in Kaifeng.
那现在安娜徐平传道在开封与我的岳父岳母一同在那边敬拜主。
And she'll be coming back Tuesday.
徐平传道星期二就回来。
And she'll have many, many, many more stories to tell.
那她将会有更多的见证来跟大家分享。
Well, I was recently reading an article that's entitled "Five Things We're Afraid of, But Shouldn't Be."
最近我读了一篇文章，提到说有五件我们很恐惧，但是我们不应该恐惧的事情。
And the article began with these words.
这样的文章当中开头是这样子说的。
We live in a fear-based society.
我们活在一个恐惧为基础的一个社会。
Instead of living glorious, exciting, and liberating lives, many of us are doing life in an imaginary prison.
我们活在一个我们自己想象的监狱当中，那我们反而应该要活的是一个很得胜，一个很荣耀，很自由的生命方式。
And fear is what keeps us locked inside this prison.
恐惧就是那个原因，使我们把我们自己关在这样子一个想象的监牢当中。
Now, when I read that, one of my first thoughts was, "Wow, there seems to be some truth to that."
那当我读到这个时候，我心里想说，真的耶，这个真的是有很多的真实性在里头。
Deep down inside, if I'm honest with myself,
在我内心深处的，我很诚实面对自己。
Fear tends to influence what I think and influence what I do more often than I realize.
恐惧常常影响我怎么想或我怎么做事情，的程度超出我所能够理我自己知道的。
Fear can be like a prison that keeps us from experiencing life the way God intends for us to experience it.
恐惧会使得我没有办法去来经历上帝要给我们的那样子的 生命。
In John 10:10, Jesus gives us the message that he came to bring us an abundant life.
就在约翰福音十章十节里面提到，耶稣来是要给我们更丰盛的生命。
But when fear is lurking under the surface in our lives,
但是当我们的恐惧在我们的生命的潜意识下游走的时候，
motivating and influencing everything we do,
操控控制着我们所做的每件事情。
Then we're not going to be able to experience the abundant life that Jesus promised.
那我们就不可能来经历到神要给我们的丰盛的生命。
So anyway, getting back to this article,
那我们回到我们刚刚讲的这个文章。
What were those five things that they said we are afraid of but shouldn't be?
有哪五件事情是我们害怕但是却不应该害怕的事情呢？
Well, right at the top of the article, the first one in the list,was fear of what other people think of us.
在这五样事情当中，第一样是怕别人怎么看我们。
I thought, wow, this one starts early in life, doesn't it?
这样子的恐惧在我们很年幼的时候就开始了，不是吗？
Little kids in preschool start to experience this out on the playground when other kids make fun of them.
在学龄前的小孩，他们在外面有跟其他小朋友玩的时候，他们就很害怕别人会取笑他们。
Or call them names.
或是取一些不好听的名字。
And think about it, when we get to be teenagers, how much of what we do and think is motivated because of our concern about what other people think of us.
那想想看，在我们在青少年时期的时候，我们有做了多少事情，就是因为我们很担心别人怎么看我们。
Peer pressure.
同侪的压力。
Trying to fit in.
试着要进入到哪个团体。
Even doing things that we know are not right and not good for us in order to be accepted by people around us.
是我们甚至我们还想要去做一些我们自己认为不应该做，但是做了会使我们可以得以进入到我们想去进入的每个团哪一个团体。
Adults are not immune to this either.
成人，我们大人也不免幸于这样子的一个恐惧。
Worrying about what other people think of us.Influences the way we do our jobs.
我们怕别人怎么看我们，影响了我们的工作态度。
Influences the way we interact with our coworkers.
也影响了我们跟我们的同工之间的关系。
Even influences the way we interact with our children.
甚至于影响到我们跟孩子之间的互动。
I feel this as a teacher at Eastern University.
我自己在东方大学教书，我深深感受到这一点。
When a student has earned a low grade on a paper.
当我的学生在某个报告上得到很低的成绩，
or if I have to say to a student who's in my office and is upset, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to extend the deadline for this project.
或者在我的办公室里面，我跟一个学生讲说，抱歉，我没有办法让你这个报告可以再延长时间才交。
I honestly feel a sense of fear sometimes.
我诚实说，有时候会觉得有一点恐惧。
What if he doesn't like me anymore?
如果我讲了之后他不喜欢我呢？
What if she doesn't think I'm a good teacher?
如果她不认为我是个好的老师。
And then I'm tempted to become a people pleaser.
那因此我就比较会倾向于变成一个想要讨好别人喜欢的人。
So another fear on the list was fear of not having enough money.
那另外一个恐惧是怕钱不够。
I think a lot of us can probably have felt that.
那我想我们很多人都会觉得钱不够。
Fear of failure.
然后另外一个是怕失败。
Fear of change.
怕变化。
Fear of being different from others.
怕和别人不一样。
Now take a look at these five fears.
你们看看这五件事情。
Each of them can prevent us from living effectively as followers of Jesus Christ.
其中每一件事情都可以影响我们，不能够很有效地成为耶稣的跟从者。
There may be things that God wants you to do, but because you're afraid, fear stops you.
可能有些事情是上帝要你做的，但是因为你害怕，因此你没办法做。
There may be places that God wants you to go, but fear holds you back.
可能有些地方是上帝要带你去的，但是因为恐惧使你裹足不前。
There may be things that God wants you to say to someone, but fear keeps you from speaking.
可能上帝要你对某个人说话，但是恐惧使得你不敢跟他说。
Do you sometimes feel the weight of fears like this holding you back from following Jesus?
你有这么发觉恐惧这样的一个重担担着你，使你没有办法成为一个很好的耶稣的跟从者。
Or do you feel these fears holding you back from experiencing the abundant life that Jesus promised?
是不是你也觉得这些恐惧使得你没有办法来经历上帝给你的丰盛的生命？
We're going to look at a brief passage of scripture this morning from Luke, in which Jesus speaks directly to these fears.
我们经常来看一下路加福音里面耶稣跟门徒直接讲的这些话语。
And most importantly, he gives us a way to overcome these fears.
那更重要的是上神耶稣在这边给我们一个很方式，使我们可以来克服这样的恐惧。
So that we can live effectively as his followers, as his representatives in the world.
因此我们可以很有效的成为耶稣基督的大使。
I apologize for the small font. We're going to read this together.
抱歉，那个字体有点小，但是我们一起来读。
We'll invite everyone who reads Chinese to read it together first, and then those of us who read English will read it together.
我们中文的一起读来，一二三，请读。我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们。我要指示你们当怕的是谁？当怕那杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的。我实在告诉你们，正要怕他。五个麻雀不是卖二分银子吗？但在神面前一个也不忘记，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。不要惧怕，你们比还更珍贵重。
Dear friends, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot do any more to you after that. But I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, he's the one to fear. What is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins?Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Now in this part of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is giving a lot of practical advice to the people who have begun following him.
在这段经文当中，耶稣给了这些跟从他的人非常实际的方式。
And he spends a lot of time teaching them how to live effectively as his representatives.
那耶稣这边也花很多时间来教导这些跟从他的人能够成为更好的耶稣的大使。
This comes at a time in his ministry when he's begun to experience a lot more opposition from the people around him.
那在这段期间当中，耶稣他面对他的事工，他面临到很大很强大的反对。
And we saw last week, as Daryl brought us at the end of chapter 11, that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were very angry at Jesus by this time in his ministry.
上周的讲道已经在第十章已经提到了，法利赛人一些还有宗教领导者是怎么样来反对耶稣。
Jesus knew that he was soon going to be arrested and crucified.
那耶稣知道他很快将会被逮捕，将会被死在十字架上。
And Jesus also knew that the people who follow him were going to experience the same kind of opposition, the same kind of rejection from the culture around them.
那耶稣也知道这些跟从他的门徒，他们也即将要面对跟耶稣一样的那样的反对，一样的拒绝。
And so he wanted to give them some practical advice about how to overcome these kinds of hindrances that would come from fear.
因此耶稣要来教导他们要有什么方式可以让他们克服这些会阻挡他们这些恐惧。
Now Jesus knew that one of the primary challenges would be fear.
耶稣知道最主要的困难是惧怕。
Fear of people around them.
很害怕在他们旁边的人。
And fear of circumstances.
很害怕他们的处境。
Today we face the same challenges.
今天我们一样面对跟他们当时候一样的处境。
And we need the same encouragement.
我们也一样需要从神而来的鼓励。
We need to know how to overcome fears of various kinds so that these fears don't hinder us from living effectively as Jesus' representatives.
我们也需要学习怎么样从这些恐惧当中得到很实际的帮助来成为耶稣的跟从者。
So let's take a look at the advice that Jesus gives us here.
所以我们来看看耶稣怎么来给我们的建议。
Remember that number one fear in the list just now?
你还记得我们刚提到第一个恐惧的事情吗？
Don't be afraid of people.
不要怕人。
This is what Jesus tells us.
这是耶稣跟我们说的。
We often fear what other people think of us.
我们常常很害怕别人怎么看我们。
And here in verse 4, Jesus speaks directly to that fear.
那耶稣在第四节里面很直接的对针对这样子的恐惧来说。
Dear friends, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They can't do any more to you after that.
我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们。
Now, of course, Jesus is clearly telling us here not to be afraid of people.
当然，耶稣这边很清楚让我们看到，跟我们讲说不要怕人。
But he, I want us to see that he uses an interesting and very memorable way to make his point.
那在这边耶稣用了一个很有趣很令人难忘的方式来陈述他的观点。
Think about times in your life when you felt that fear of people around you.
想想看你的生命当中有没有那样的时候你害怕人。
I would suggest that most of the time when we feel fear of people around us, it's because of relatively minor reasons.
我觉得我相信说当我们会惧怕某些人的时候常常我们怕的是一些很次要的不是那么主要的事情
We're afraid that they might think negatively about us
我们可能怕别人会对我们有负面的想法
Or they might not like us
或是他们可能不喜欢我
Or they might look down on us
或可能会瞧不起我们
Or they might make fun of us
或是他们会嘲笑我们
Or they might reject us
或是他们我们会被人拒绝
Now these experiences of course are painful
当然这些经验都是很让人难过的。
And all of us know what this feels like.
我们也经历过也知道这样子的难过。
But these generally don't result in life-threatening injuries.
但我们刚提到这些状况都不会导致于使人生命有威胁 的这样的处境。
And in a sense, in verse 4 here, Jesus is saying, what's the worst thing that could happen to you?
那在第四节面提到说耶稣是说还有什么能够更糟糕会发生在你身上的呢
They could kill you?
他们可以把你杀了
Well, in a sense, Jesus is saying, that's nothing to be afraid of.
那换句话说耶稣是说那也没什么好怕的
Because they can't do anything more to you after that.
因为他们把你杀了之后他们再也不能做什么
And so Jesus is telling us here that the worst case scenario is not something to be afraid of.
那耶稣这边跟我们讲到说最糟糕的状况是不值得我们去恐惧的。
That sort of helps us to put everything else into perspective.
也因此，我们可以看事情的角度，可以有一个更正确的方式来看。
We have even less to worry about as a result of the relatively minor things that could happen to us if people around us don't like us.
甚至我们旁边周围人不喜欢我们，甚至这个很次要的事情也不能够再怎么样了，发生什么事情了。
So we have even less to worry about when we feel that fear of the people around us.
因此我们不会有再更多的忧虑，我们旁边人会对我们做什么。
But more importantly than just putting it in perspective, we need to know what to do about this fear.
那当然，我们更重要的是我们要知道我们面对这样的恐惧，我们要做什么。
And so Jesus goes on in verse 5 to tell us what to do about the fear.
所以在第五节耶稣进一步的让我们看到我们要怎么做
He says, but I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, he's the one to fear.
他说到说我要指示你们当怕的是谁当怕那杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的我实在告诉你们正要怕他
Now on the surface, admittedly, this sounds even scarier, doesn't it?
表面上看起来这个 好像蛮恐怖的
God has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell, so you should be afraid. Be very afraid.
上帝有权柄把你杀了，然后把你丢到地狱里头去，你实在要害怕，真的要害怕。
But to help us understand what Jesus is getting at here, we need to see, and also to see how this is the answer to us being afraid.
我们在这边要更来仔细看看说为什么耶稣会这样子来跟我们说那这样子说对我们克服恐惧有什么帮助
we need to see how he begins this little section here
那我们要看看回来看看这个经文当中耶稣是怎么开始这个经文
Let's see, what words does he use right here at the beginning
这段经文的起头是什么
He's saying, dear friends
说我的亲爱的朋友
He's speaking to his close friends
耶稣在对他很亲密的朋友说话
These are people he loves These are people who love him.
那这些人们也爱耶稣。
Elsewhere, the Bible tells us that when we're in love with God, we are no longer afraid of him.
在圣经哪里有提到说，当我们的心对神有爱意的时候，我们在这爱里头是不会有惧怕的。
Let's make no mistake, as people who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, reconciled with God, and adopted into his family, we are not being told here,that we should live in terror of God.
不要搞错，我们被耶稣救赎，我们得到救恩，我们进入他的神国里面，成为他的儿子。我们并不是被教导要来害怕神。
Instead, what Jesus is telling us here,
那取而代之，耶稣要告诉我们什么
？Is that we should live in reverence.
而是耶稣要告诉我们要活在对神的一个尊敬当中。
We can have the next slide, please. Yeah. We should live in reverence of God within a love relationship.
我们要活在跟神有爱的关系，还有对神有很非常尊敬的那样的关系当中。
Living in awe of God.
对神有极大的尊崇。
Holding Him in deep respect.
对神有极大的尊敬。
And let Him have power and influence in our lives.
那使他在我们生命当中有能力，有影响力。
We get a sense of what this is like from human relationships.
那我们可以从我们跟人的关系当中稍微了解到耶稣在讲什么。
My dad and I had a strong, loving relationship as I was growing up.
我成长过程当中跟我自己的父亲有非常爱强大的爱的关系。
But at the same time, I also held him in deep respect and tried to behave myself, knowing that there would be consequences, sometimes very painful ones, if I did something that was not allowed.
那当然，相对的，我对我父亲也是有极大的尊敬啊！我也知道，当我做了，我也尽力把自己做好，因为我知道，当我做不好的事情的时候，那个后果是会很痛苦的。
Especially if I used foul language around my dad.
尤其当我讲了一些脏话、不好听的话，在我爸爸面前讲那些话的时候。
Or if my dad saw me abusing my little brother.
或是我爸爸看到我虐待我的弟弟。
And so from that perspective, I would feel a sense of fear.
在这样子状况之下，我当然会怕我爸爸。
Especially when my dad was really angry about something I had just done.
尤其是当我爸爸面对我做错的时候，那个时候的样子。
And he was talking about spanking me.
他还提到要体罚我。
Or washing my mouth out with a bar of soap after he heard me use foul language.
或是当我讲脏话的时候，他用肥皂洗我的嘴巴。
And so Jesus here is giving us.I think also an important insight into something that underlies fear in our lives.
那耶稣这边也提到一点，就是在我们生命当中所有的恐惧当中，那个最根本的原因。
Think about it. When we fear somebody else inappropriately,
想想看，当我们对我们怕某个我们怕东西怕得很不恰当的时候。
We are in a sense giving them undue power and influence over our lives.
在那样的状况之下，我们就给了别人一些很大的影响力。
Because we fear that person, we feel compelled to act in a certain way. In a sense, we're showing reverence to that person. Placing that person in a position of authority over us. And so in verse 5 here, Jesus is simply telling us that the solution to this problem is to fear God instead.
那在第五节里面提到说，耶稣给我们一个很好的解决方式是不要怕人，而是要惧怕神，敬畏神。
Allow God to have the greatest influence and authority and power in our lives.
让神是那个对我们生命当中有能力、有影响力的那位。
After all, God's the one who deserves that position in our lives.
毕竟神是那个值得我们敬拜、值得我们一切的神。
And no one else should ever be allowed to take that place.
没有任何人可以取代神的地位。
There's a book that some of you might have heard of before. It's called When People Are Big and God Is Small.
有一本书你们可能听过，叫《亲爱的，别把上帝缩小了》。
It's written by Edward Welch, who I think is local in this area.
我想这个作者应该是地方的人。
Yeah. And he makes the point in this book that other people can seem intimidating and exert significant influence in our life over us when we're focused on people rather than on God.
这个作者提到一个很重要一点是，当我们把焦点放在人的身上的时候，我们可以发觉到人真的是会有可怕，会有威胁到我们的地方。
But instead, when we revere God,
那然而我们如果把这样的焦距放在神的身上。
And when we have a clearer view of God's power and His love, and when He is the center of attention in our lives,
那当我们真的是可以知道上帝的爱、他的能力，以及他应该是我们生命的重心的时候，
then people begin to look a lot less scary.
那我们看人就不会那么恐惧，人就没有什么好怕的。
And people become relatively insignificant and small by comparison.
那相对比较下来，人就变得很渺小，很微不足道。
And we become freer to live as God intended for us to live.
也因此我们可以过着上帝要我们过的很自由的生命。
And importantly, we are free then to serve God and to follow Him and to obey Him effectively as his disciples.
更重要的，因此我们可以更有效的来跟从耶稣，侍奉耶稣，成为耶稣更好的跟随者门徒。
So what does life look like when we are free from the fear of other people?
那如果我们生命当中可以免去对人的恐惧，我们的生命会是怎么样的呢？
And instead are completely free to follow Jesus as he leads us.
可以完全的自由的能够来跟随耶稣。
So back in graduate school, I was living in Houston, Texas.
我在研究的时候，我住在休斯顿。
And the church that I was a part of, there was a sister there from the small island country of Malta.
教会里面有个姐妹是从一个很小的 Malta 一个小岛面来的。
And this sister was well known in our church for being an extremely outgoing and bold witness for Jesus Christ.
那这个姐妹是她是非常的在我们当中很有名，因为她很能够很勇敢的坦然无惧的跟人家分享福音的一个姐妹。
She was not afraid to share the gospel with anybody. She didn't care who they were.
她不怕跟任何人传福音，她一点都不怕。
As I recall, she had two sons at the time. At that time, I knew her. One was about 4, one was about 6 or 7.
那我记得她当时我认识她的时候，她有两个男孩子，一个4岁，一个好像是6、7岁。
And these kids were also pretty comfortable talking to other people about Jesus.
那她这两个孩子跟人分享耶稣的时候也是非常的自然。
Now one day she got up and she shared in church about an experience that had happened recently in a fast food restaurant like Burger King or McDonald's, one of these.
那她曾经上来分享过她在一个素食餐厅所发生的一些的事情的见证。
This restaurant had a play area for the kids. You know, they climb around and you know, big area with a lot of little balls and things like that for kids to play.
这个素食餐厅有一个小区是给小孩子的玩乐区。
So while mom and dad were eating, the kids were playing. Her older son got into a really good conversation with another kid who was playing in the play area.
当爸爸妈妈这边读东西的时候，他的这个大儿子跟在里面玩的一个小孩子分享了福音。
And as I recall her sharing this testimony, she talked about how her son actually led this other small child to Christ. They're in the play area in McDonald's.
那我很清楚的记得这个姐妹的分享是她的大儿子怎么样在那样子的玩乐区引了另外一个小孩子信主。
And then the sister, after sharing this amazing story, she passionately encouraged us not to be afraid of talking to other people, including total strangers, about Jesus.
那当这个姐妹分享过这个见证之后，她很热情的鼓舞大家不要害怕。跟任何人传福音，甚至是跟陌生人都不要害怕。
And she started to become somewhat emotional as she asked us, "Why are we so afraid to talk to other people about Jesus?"
那她分享的很激动的时候，她甚至问说，为什么我们那么害怕跟人分享福音呢？
And then she went on to share humbly and sincerely about how she doesn't feel that fear.
那她之后继续很真诚的、很谦卑来分享，她真的没有那样的恐惧。
And she said, "I'm just not afraid that when I talk to somebody about Jesus, I don't feel this fear."
她就讲说，我在跟人分享上帝的时候，我就是真的不会害怕。
And she said, "This is so important. We need to tell others about Jesus."
她说这是这么样的重要，我们真的要与人分享耶稣。
So she's definitely somebody for whom God is big and people are small.
那他就是一个很典型的例子，是上帝很大，人很小。
And as the Holy Spirit empowered her,
当圣灵的能力覆盖她，
she enjoyed freedom from the fear of what other people would think of her.
她从害怕别人怎么想她当中，她没有那样的捆绑，她可以自由的来做。
And she was able to share the gospel freely with people around her.
她可以自由的来分享福音。
And she was also raising her children to do the same thing.
她对她两个孩子的教育也是一样的方式。
So in the next couple of verses, next slide please. Yeah. In the next couple of verses, Jesus confronts another significant fear that we often face.
那接下来的经文当中，耶稣继续来跟我们分享到我们就是我们生命当中有一个害怕的一个很大的事情。
This is the fear of difficult circumstances.
就是我们害怕困难。
This fear underlies several that were on the list that we saw a few moments ago.
这样子恐惧其实跟我们之前提到的也是有关联性的。
Fear of not having enough money.
怕没钱。
Fear of failure.
怕失败。
Fear of change.
怕改变。
In verses 6 to 7, Jesus says here, "What is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows.
在第六、第七节，耶稣讲说：“五个麻雀不是卖二分银子吗？但在神面前一个也不忘记。就是你们的头发也都被数过了，不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。”
Put very simply, Jesus is reminding us here that we don't ever need to be afraid of difficult circumstances.
很简单的说，耶稣只告诉我们说，我们不要对任何困难的处境害怕。
Because we can absolutely trust God to take care of us.
因为我们绝对可以相信上信任上帝会来照顾我们。
Let's take a minute to unpack the two simple reasons Jesus gives us here for why we can trust God in the midst of anything.
让我们解开其中两个原因，为什么我们可以这样子非常的信靠主可以会照顾我们。
First of all, we are precious to God.
第一点，我们对耶稣来讲是非常宝贵的。
Jesus draws an interesting example here. Sparrows are cheap.
这边耶稣有一个很好的比喻啊，麻雀很便宜。
Apparently in the market back then, you could get 5 of them for 2 cents.
在当时候的市场，你可以买五只麻雀，用两分银子。
That's pretty cheap.
非常便宜。
But even so, Jesus tells us, God is mindful of every one of these very inexpensive sparrows.
但是这边耶稣也让我们看到了，即便是他们这样子的不重要，耶稣一个也不忘记。
He goes on in verse 7 to tell us that each one of us is far more valuable to God than an entire flock of sparrows.
那在继续提到说，我们比许许多多麻雀对他来讲还贵重。
And so we can be sure that he'll take care of us.
所以我们有确信上帝会照顾我们。
The other reason that's embedded here is that God knows even the most intimate details about every one of us.
那第二点，我们可以看到在这边看到是耶稣对我们的了解是非常亲密的了解。
You think about it. God even knows such minor details about us as to how many hairs we have on our head.
那耶稣甚至于对这么细微的我们头上有几根头发，他都知道。
Now, for some people, that's a fairly easy number to come up with.
对别人来讲，对有些人来讲，这个数字是很容易就知道的。
Yeah, this number is getting easier to count for me as I get older.
对我来讲，我也是年纪渐长，越来越少了。
Yeah, but I think we get the point, right?
但是我们知道这边要讲的重点。
Someone who knows us as intimately as God does is absolutely going to take care of us.
有。对我们像神对我们这么样的了解的一个神，他当然会照顾我们。
God really does care about us.
神的的确确照顾我们。
He knows our circumstances.
他知道我们的处境。
If things don't look good right now in our lives, we can rest assured that God knows what's going on.
如果我们当下的处境是很困难的，我们要确信神知道。
And even though we may not understand it.God is working.
我们也许不了解，但是我们确信上帝在动工。
A couple weeks ago, I was driving to work to campus, and I was listening to Praise 103.9.
我几周前我开车到学校路上，我在看听一个收音机。
And on the Olanda Adams morning show, they were interviewing a preacher.
在一个早晨的一个广播当中，他们在访问一个那个宣教传道人。
And I don't remember his name, but they were talking to him about difficulties in life and how we overcome them.
他们在提到说我们生命当中哪些困难，然后他是怎么样来克服这样的困境。
And one of the things that this preacher said, which really stuck in my mind, he said, "There are times in my life where I may not understand what's going on, but I know that God is my helper."
这个传道人讲说，在我生命当中这段时间，我可能不知道为什么，但是我相信神在我生命当中成为我的帮助。
I may not understand what's happening in my life. Things may look like they're out of control.
可能我不知道为什么这样的发生，可能我生命一团糟。
But somehow I know God is helping me.
但是我相信上帝在帮助我。
Even when I don't understand what's going on, God is helping me.
即使我不晓得为什么这样的发生，但是我知道上帝帮助我。
There are two verses from the Old Testament that are really beautiful in this respect.
有两节从旧约出来的经文是非常的，对我这样子的处境来讲是非常的美丽的。
Psalm 46 verses 1 to 3, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and when mountains crumble into the sea. It's about the biggest change you can imagine, right?Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge.
诗篇第四十六篇一到二节讲到，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽动摇到海心，我想这个大家都知道是非常可怕的哦。那其中的水虽然乒乓翻腾，山虽然有海上而战斗，我们也不害怕。
And there was a song this morning that had within it the next verse that also speaks to this very same thing.
那接下来我们看到上面的经文是诗篇里面也提到面对这样的处境对我们很有帮助的经文。
I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我要向高山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
I may not understand what's going on in my life right now.
我也许不明白为什么我的生命正在发生这些事情。
But I know that God is helping me.
但是我知道耶稣是我的帮助者。
He's working.
他正在动工。
Even when I can't see it.
即便我看不到。
This is the faith that Jesus wants us to have.
这样的信心是耶稣要我们有的。
I want to, as we come toward the end, I want to share with you a story.
我们要接近尾声的时候，我想跟大家分享一个故事。
About 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, when I was, at that time, Ann and I were living in San Diego.
大概十年前，我跟徐平传道还在圣地亚哥居住的时候。
This is toward the end of 2004.
在2004年的年尾。
I was finishing up my postdoc, which is actually my second postdoc, 6 years total postdoc-hood.
我我第二个博士后研究，总共我有两个博士后研究，总共花了六年，在第二个博士后研究快结束的时候。
I'd been on a, I think it was three-year NIH fellowship.
我在 NIF 的奖学金拿奖学金过日子。
And this fellowship was about to finish, and one day my advisor called me into his office and he said, "Well, Jeff, I've got bad news."
我这个奖学金快要结束了，然后我的指导教授把我叫到办公室跟我讲说，我有坏消息跟你说。
The grant that I was hoping would come through did not.
我们一个研究基金我们以为会通过，但是没有。
So this means that when your NIH funding runs out, we have no more money to pay you.
那也就是意味着你的现在拿的奖学金结束之后，我们没有任何奖学金可以给你了。
I wish I could keep you in the lab, but I can't.
我很希望我可以让你继续在我的实验室工作，但是我不能。
Now, of course, by that time, I already knew that it was time to look for a permanent position.
那当然，那个时候我也晓得我应该要找一个永久性的工作。
So I've been working for several months on a job search for a teaching position in an undergraduate Christian college. That was what I wanted to do.
那我也开始希望能够在一个基督教的大学部门能够找到一个教书的工作。
And I applied to 4 different positions that were open at that time, all around the country.
我申请了在全美有四个学校有这样子的工作机会。
One of them was a position at Eastern University.
那其中一个就是在东方大学。
Now this position at Eastern, from the job description, was by far the best fit in terms of teaching expectations and research opportunities compared to all the others that I'd applied to.
那我申请的东方大学，它里面对教学跟研究的条件，与我是跟其他三个学校比较，是对我来讲是最适合的。
So I got all my application materials, big stack of things all together, and sent them off to Eastern late October.
所以我在四月底的时候把所需要的文件全部寄出去。
Within about 2 weeks, I got a request back from the search committee for more materials.
那两个星期之后，东方大学那个雇用的那个请我要再送更多的资料进去。
So I'd made it to round two.
所以我进到第二阶段。
And then there was a phone interview in late November with the search committee.
那在十一月底的时候，我有一个电话的访问。
Within about 3 days after that phone interview, I got a call from the chair of the search committee asking if I could come very soon for a campus interview.
那三天电话访谈之后，三天后，他们这个校园要雇用的这个团体就打电话给我，问我能不能马上过去。
So within about a week and a half, I was on a plane to come up here for a campus interview.
所以一个半礼拜过后，我就搭飞机到东方大学来。
And then after I went back to San Diego, within about a week, I got an offer.
那后来这个面对面的访谈结束一个礼拜过后，我在圣地亚哥就接到他们要雇用我。
And the offer letter asked me to get back to them within about 2 weeks by Christmas to let them know if I would like to come.
那东方大学要我在两个星期之内，也就是在圣诞节之前，更让他们知道答案。
This was the first job offer I got in this whole process of searching for a position.
这个是我第一个拿到的工作的邀约，在是我寻找的工作当中是第一个邀约。
But amazingly, even though the position was a great fit for me, I felt tremendous anxiety about coming to Eastern.
那当然，这个中大学看起来好像是跟我最适合的，但是我还是有很多的恐惧。
I suddenly began to think, you know what? I've actually never taught in a setting like this before.
那我开始想到，我从来没有在这样的大学里面教书。
And I'm going to be going to a place like 3,000 miles away from where I currently live.
那我要搬到3,000里以外的地方。
I really like San Diego.
我真的很喜欢圣地亚哥。
The weather's incredible.
那我天气真是棒。
We were plugged into an amazing church.
我在当时我的教会是非常的棒。
Anna was already working part-time, half-time with the church staff.
徐传道也在我的教会当中有一个半职的工作。
And she was a student at Bethel Seminary, which was a really great fit for her.
那她在那边有很适合她的工作。
And the thought of coming all the way to Philadelphia and then teaching a whole bunch of courses that I had never taught before.
当一想到我要搬到费城来，然后教一些我从来没有教过的课程。
And then starting up a research program for students.
然后又要为学生开始创立一个研究。
The whole thing just seemed overwhelming.
整个事情让我非常的担忧。
And I got to be honest, a bunch of these fears were straight from the list that we just saw.
那我相信我刚提到我的这些担忧，跟刚刚我们提到那五件事情是都从里面过来的。
Fear of failure.
害怕失败。
Big one. Fear of change.
怕改变。
Fear of what other people, namely the students, would think of me.
那害怕别人怎么看我，尤其是我的学生。
Now at the same time, this should have been a really easy decision for me.
那相对来说，这个应该是非常容易的决定。
My postdoc was ending about a month later.
我博士后研究一个月之后就要结束。
And I would be officially unemployed after that.
那结束之后我就是失业了。
And I had no other job offers.
那我也没有别的工作的机会。
And this job offer that I got was really an incredibly good fit for me in terms of what I was interested in teaching and what I was interested in doing.
那我刚刚拿到这工作机会的确是我很想要做的，对我来讲是很适合的。
And it was also a great fit for me because this was what I felt God was leading me to do.
那甚至我觉得这个也是神呼召我要去做的。
And on top of that, my stepmother, who lives over in New Jersey, her health was getting worse and worse, and she really, really hoped that I could move close and help her with things in life.
而且我在新泽西州的继母，她身体状况越来越不好，她也希望我们可以住离她近一点。
And so she and a whole bunch of other old ladies in New Jersey were praying very hard that I would come.
所以我继母的教会跟一些老姐妹在那边很努力的为我这个工作祷告。
But the problem was there was a list of fears that stood in the way.
但是问题出在我面前的是一堆的恐惧。
I agonized over this decision.
我真的是要下这个决定，我很痛苦。
Anna and I prayed a lot during those couple of weeks.
徐平传道跟我为这个决定不停的花很多几周来祷告。
Right up until the last day that I had to get back to them.
在最后一天我必须要给他们答案的时候。
People were asking God to give us clarity and give us peace.
有人被我们祷告，求神给我们清楚的看见跟清楚的决定。
On that last day, the deadline for getting back to them.
在最后一天，也就是要给决定的最后一天。
The Holy Spirit gave me the courage to accept the offer.
圣灵给我勇气，让我来接受这样子的一个工作机会。
And He did that by reminding me of a particular verse of Scripture in the book of John, John chapter 15.
上帝给我这样子一个很清楚的确定是从约翰福音里面来的。
He reminded me of the promise that Jesus gave to his disciples.
他提醒我耶稣给他门徒的应许。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
我是葡萄，你是枝子。
Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit.
凡在我里面的必要结许多的果子。
For apart from me you can do nothing.
离了我你们什么都不能做。
There was so much packed into that verse that I needed to hear.
在这短短经文当中，有许许多多的重点我需要听到。
In a sense, in that verse, Jesus is acknowledging exactly what I was afraid of.
在这当中，耶稣也很清楚让我知道说，他了解我的恐惧。
I was afraid I couldn't do it.
我很怕我做不来。
And in this verse, the Holy Spirit is saying to me, yes, you're absolutely right. You can't do it.
圣灵很清楚告诉我说，的确你是做不来。
But you can do it if you remain in Jesus Christ.
但是他也相对跟我讲说，如果我在耶稣基督里，我就是可以说。
And there's a beautiful promise there that when we remain in Him, He bears fruit in our lives.
那也这边很好提醒，当我们在耶稣里头的时候，我们会结出很多的果子。
So it was through this verse of Scripture that the courage came to accept this offer.
因为靠着这个经文，我的鼓励，我因此接受了这个工作机会。
Of course, after that, I encountered many, many, many challenges.
当然之后我接受这工作，我还是面对很多的挑战。
Especially the first year of teaching was incredibly challenging.
尤其是第一年教书，真是好多的困难。
I'm sure that Corinne can relate to that.
我想我也经历过一年教书。
But it was an absolutely amazing experience of God's grace.
但是我在这当中，我可以清楚的经历到神奇妙的恩典。
And my experience at Eastern University had vastly exceeded my expectations of what it would feel like.
那我在东方大学教书的经验远超出我所求所想的。
All because of God's mercy and grace.
完全靠着上帝的恩典与怜悯。
So as we come to the end,
那我们接下来有进入尾声。
The way to overcome fear, especially irrational ones, is to speak truth to those fears.
那我们要有效地面对我们这些恐惧的方式，就是我们要必须拿着真理来面对这些恐惧。
These four verses of Scripture that we've looked at today provide us with the truth that we need to confront fears like these.
我们在当中读的，我们刚刚读的四段经文，很清楚地提供了我们方式来面对我们这上面五件事情，恐惧的事情。
So as we look back at these five fears, which are five of many that we could experience,
那我们回来看看这五件事情，当然会有更多的我们恐惧的事情，但是我们要看这五件。
But I think these fears especially can be a hindrance to us in following Jesus.
那这五件事情是相对是很能来困阻挠我们来跟从耶稣。
And living as His representatives in the world.
阻挠我们可以成为耶稣的代表者。
Yeah, so if we go to the next slide, we can see that verses 4 and 5 speak directly to those top two fears, and then verses 6 and 7 speak to the other three.
对，我们看到四跟五节是提到是一跟五，那其他经文是跟二三四。
When God is big and people are small, we don't need to be afraid of what they think of us, and we don't need to be afraid to be different from other people.
当神很大人很小的时候，我们不用害怕人，也不用害怕人怎么看我们。
And when we are living with the absolute confidence that God knows our situation, He's taking care of us, then we don't have to be afraid of not having enough money or resources, we don't have to be afraid of failure, and we don't have to be afraid of change.
当我们很有信心知道神必看顾我们的时候，我们就不用怕钱不够，不用怕失败，不用怕变化。
So Jesus shared this practical advice with his disciples as they were learning how to be his representatives.
那耶稣在教导他这些门徒怎么样成为一个耶稣有效的跟从者。
He knew that their fears had the potential to hinder them from following him.
因为耶稣知道这些恐惧会真的会阻挠，会让他们没办法好好来做神的工。
So when we find ourselves today facing those same fears,being afraid of what other people think of us or being afraid of our challenging circumstances.
那当我们今天我们一样，当我们面对这样的恐惧，我们怕别人怎么看我们，怕我们的处境的状态。
Let's remember this practical wisdom that Jesus gives us here.
那我们紧紧的记住上耶稣给我们这些很实际的一些方式来面对。
When God is big, people become small.
当上帝很大的时候，人就很小。
And when circumstances are challenging, we can trust God to carry us through.
当我们的处境很艰难的时候，我们信靠神可以帮助我们。
He wants us to live free from fear.
他要我们活在免于恐惧的生命。
He wants us to be free to follow Him wherever He leads us.
他要我们很自由的，不管是上帝带我们到哪里去，我们就是可以这样子就靠着神的恩典就去了。
He wants us to be free to experience the abundant life that He came to give us.
他要我们很自由地能够来经历上帝给我们的更丰盛的生命。
So as we invite the worship team to come back, I want to encourage us to spend some time.
那我现在邀请我们的敬拜团回来领事的时候，我邀请大家。
I want to encourage us to spend some time talking with the Lord.
我邀请大家，鼓励大家来对上帝说话。
We're going to sing this song again, still.
我们要来唱这首安静的歌。
And as we do, let's think about those fears in our lives, those things that hinder us from following Christ.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，我们想想看，我们惧怕什么？有什么东西困扰、阻挡我们来到神的面前？
And let's ask the Holy Spirit to speak His truth to those fears.
那我们邀请圣灵来对我们内心的恐惧来说话。
Let's ask Him to give us courage.
我们求神来给我们勇气。
We invite everyone to stand together as we sing. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you as we sing this song.
那我们请大家站立，我们请圣灵来引导我们来唱这首歌。